This is Kaya Biz
with Gule Tumfupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959. Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Welcome to the second hour of Kaya Biz with George Mayosi in for Ugugu. All right, so it's a Thursday and feature regular one, Pivot Point, with this time around Executive Director from Afribiz Invest, Pongo Pule. Welcome.
Good evening.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Did you struggle a bit with load shedding and traffic out there?
Not today, by the way. Not at all.
That's good. Today. That's good. You're not far away from here. Anyway.
No. Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. So, firstly, tell us about Afribiz Invest. And then we're going to go into Upongo.
Okay. Basically, Afribiz Invest is a company which focuses mainly in infrastructure. Yeah. So an investment company that invests mainly within the infrastructure space. We focus mainly within 10 sectors within the built environment, from consulting services to construction to property development to security to energy to ICT, financial services, procurement, and training. But all these are talking together, being the downstream of infrastructure.
Mm.
Yes,
quite diverse.
Quite diverse. We've got a team of the whole strategy behind Afribiz is that we go into infrastructure companies, we buy equity, and the whole idea is that we need to ensure that the companies that we buy equity in, there's the expertise and the capabilities to be able to deliver. So that is who we are as Afribiz Invest.
And deliver, are you talking about return for the investor? Are you talking about delivery on the mandates that they have for infrastructure development?
Delivery, I'm talking about A to Z delivery, meaning everything. Delivery on the job, meaning having to deliver on the job, and obviously delivery to your stakeholders and your shareholders.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. And you've been in operation since when?
We've been in operation since 2012 as Afribiz Invest. And basically myself, my background is financial services.
Right.
I'm originally from Botswana personally.
Oh, so, I'm from Botswana.
Oh my God. I'm from Gaborone, from Botswana. So originally that's where I was born.
Oh,
and I've been brought up from a family business background. So basically I was just, a leap of faith. I just decided to relocate to South Africa, obviously to more exposure, a bit more, the platform is much more bigger compared to Botswana.
Right.
Obviously, that's where I moved in to focus in financial services. And in the process of doing that, mm-hmm. that's when then I met my current partners in the business, being Colin Mashawana and Cecil Mashawana.
Yeah.
Then me bringing the financial services, we've matched the companies.
And launched out in 2012.
That at the time, mm-hmm. yes, that was at the time.
Right.
And then from then on, we went on and did acquisitions into other sectors. Mm-hmm. I personally was knew nothing about infrastructure space when I moved into South Africa. I was a financial services person.
Right.
But I've learned a lot. Right now, I know quite a bit within infrastructure. Obviously, I've learned because we've got quite a good, capable team that obviously we're mentoring each other within the process.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, and your staff complement, like how many people are involved?
On a group level, we're looking at least 3,000 employees.
Right.
Because remember, we've got 24 companies within these 10 sectors that I highlighted to you.
Mm.
So,
with specialized focus.
With specialized focus. Yeah. Like if you look at consulting, we're talking project management, we're talking quantity surveyors, engineers. So they are specialized in that space. When we go to construction, we're talking general building, we're talking park infrastructure, civils, that are specialized into that space.
Yeah.
Energy, we're talking substations, transmission lines, specialized into that space. And most of these entities that we actually buy equity in, I mean, they've been in the industry 25, 30, 35 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. And who's your clientele?
Our clientele is more about maybe about 80-20, 80 being public, 20 being private sector.
Right.
I think post-COVID, we've seen our strategy has always been that we need to grow our private sector. And this mainly being which we have recently done. We have recently just gone into Dubai, and that was the reason for that, to say that we need to resuscitate and grow our portfolio within the private sector.
Right, because I'm looking at the name AfriBiz. It suggests we're looking beyond just South Africa.
Yes. In fact, earlier on today, we were strategizing about the brand and going international, and how we should have AfriBiz Africa and AfriBiz International, or even look at AfriBiz Global.
In these times, though, just give me a feel, you know, how's business, really?
Yeah. It's not as the same, but I think right now we're chasing sustainability more than, you know, looking at profit. It's about being to be able to be sustainable in this economic times.
Which really, in essence, really boils down to survival, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I would comfortably say that we are sustainable.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And your funds, I mean, your source is investments?
Well, when you say source, can you just clarify that?
Okay, perhaps I'm just thinking a lot broader.
Yeah.
Right. You just break it down for me then.
Yes.
There is operational issues.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there is the strategy of investing on behalf of clients, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just tell me your funding scheme, as it were.
Yeah. No, basically, remember, when you go into a new bid project or entity, you're not going to it as a silo. Mm-hmm. There's stakeholders, there's partners, there's shareholders.
Right.
It may be AfriBiz buying into an entity. When it comes to a call of how do we invest into a project, it's about the shareholder putting the resources together, not only AfriBiz, but as the shareholders, to make sure that the project actually works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the resources of the project would be put into place by the owners of the business.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm very interested in how you know, your outlook on the ratios that you decide on, as far as
in terms
equity.
Of equity.
Yeah.
It's more about how you want to stand. Obviously, it's the issues of the board, representation and all that as a shareholder.
Right.
So in most instances, it's about, are we represented in the board to be able to have voting rights to protect our interest? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily meaning that we want to be the controlling shareholder, but it's more about to be the shareholder that can be heard, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there we are, Kaya Biz, a little bit of an intro there to get a feel of what we're talking about when we say AfriBiz Invest. And executive director in the studio with us right here on Pivot Point, Kaya Biz. We're talking to Pongo Pule. All right. And you give us a bit of background about you and, where you come from, where you started and all that, and how you became well-versed with the South African environment and all that. Challenges that you faced, I'm sure there are plenty.
No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, business is not a straight line, just like life.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as if it fluctuates. There's the ups and the downs. But I think, you know, you have to be able to be level-headed, because nobody or no business is immune to the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about being able to know that, you know, you are in this thing. The foundation of anything that you believe in, be it a vision, is about to be able to trust that no matter what, it's got to work. And be consistent and persistent in believing that you will pull through. But it doesn't make you immune to the problems.
Right. And it's not wishful thinking either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's got to be some substantial, tangible strategies in place and plans.
Yes. And it's about also, you know, the capabilities of the team, because you can always plan and say, guys, how do we at least minimize the risk?
Right.
Not meaning that it removes you from the challenges, but you are saying, let's try and minimize the risk. And minimizing the risk is about the structures, is about the controls, is about the accountability, you know, it's about the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what business is about. But I mean, in business, I've been in life for almost 40 years life.
Yeah.
I've threatened with almost 2-3 liquidations. But the idea is to be able to understand that you have to always believe that you come out of it either way.
Right. Yeah. So you stick it out anyway.
Stick it out.
And you know, then you have your universal business principles and all the strategies that you can also borrow from your education as well as, you know, observing and hearing from other industry players. But you are a unique entity on your own. So what would be, say, some of those, if you will, unique, you know, principles that you've had to apply, particularly for your business, not just to survive, but to also project into the future?
I think we, the people behind the company, you know, we're pretty an aggressive team. Mm-hmm. You know, we're pretty, in terms of the vision of the business going forward, we always have that foresight. As we know, we are saying now, we are in Dubai.
Yeah.
That is foresight. That is planning, because you assess to see what is the current economic climate within South Africa or globally, and what is it that we could do to balance what we foresee. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, then you are saying, okay, let's go international. Let's try and resuscitate and revive our public sector. So the uniqueness is about the balance of the mindsets of the team behind the brain of this engine, and the complement, how we complement each other in ensuring that this strategy or this vision is actually implemented.
Right.
Yeah.
And timing is also of essence, isn't it?
Yes. Definitely. The timing is very crucial. Can say that again.
And how do you guys then, you know, master that very crucial element in business? Because timing can make or break.
Timing can make or break, but I think, which is why, you know, in business you've got to always, I don't know, like keep your thumb, you know, on you
on
don't want to be caught sleeping.
Yeah.
Because when you get caught sleeping, that's when then you caught off guard.
Yes.
So you don't want to be caught off guard. You always want to be always to know, understand your industry, understand to say, you know, what is the transition that we need to take to be able to ensure that we stand,
You're very passionate about empowerment as well. Tell me about it.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the empowerment, if you look at most of the projects that we do, because as much as we do the work, it's about being able to say, split the work within the communities, split the work within, even when you employ, even if you look at our team, the way we've employed, the way it's a multi-team. If you've ever visited our office, you'll see that we are a multi-team, multi-cultured. You know, so it's more about how the team complements each other into planning.
Right.
Yeah.
And when it comes to skill, say, versus passion or character of, you know, people that you draw from these various communities, where do you place priority as far as?
No, it's about, which is why we initially actually have the training division. The training division didn't start per se as a commercial division. It started in understanding that there's a lack within our community. So to be able to empower and train, we started that division with that plan to say that there are people within the communities, because whether we like it or not, it's a fact.
Yes.
That they come in, they are not skilled, but we have to actually empower. So the training division actually focuses on that, to say, let's train, be it bricklaying, be it plastering, be it electrical work within with the laborers within the community. At least when they finish, they're able to be certified and have a qualification and be able to actually go out there and get a job.
Yeah, but ideally, as a business, I suppose you also would like to lock in some value in deriving benefit directly from training, because are inputting, and now you need to that their contribution.
When we started the division, it started as we need to empower the people within the communities that we're doing work within.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then outside of that, then we say, let's expand it to commercialize the division.
And as we know, we're in South Africa, and we want to empower ladies more and more and see them taking those very crucial positions. We're not there. There's a lot of work still to be done. And what is your organization doing and focusing on that?
Within our business, like the 10 sectors that I've highlighted, most of the managing directors, they are women, right? Even me personally, I've gotten a mentoring program,
yeah,
which focuses mainly on enabling women. It's actually called Enable Women. And the concept behind that was that because I personally came also knowing nothing within infrastructure space,
right,
which is now I knew. So the idea behind that is that with everything that I do every day, I should be able to impart that knowledge to an emerging contractor woman who's a grade one who does not know what to do next. So that mentoring actually focuses mainly on helping the emerging,
right,
within our space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now we're talking in English, and we know very well that when you get down to where you normally operate, language can be a barrier. How do you guys then, you know, do that? Because surely you're going to meet people where they are.
Yes, no, definitely. I mean, you've got to accommodate, you know, and be able to be humble as well,
yeah,
in the approach, because people sometimes can be intimidated by how we do things as corporates. So our approach is always that there's always the community element. So be it means that we bring in a counselor who can come in and represent the community to be able to understand the communication is clear and there's an understanding. So we always involve them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, looking at the business and the vision that you have, your ambitions?
Yeah, as I was telling you earlier on, to say that the expansion into Dubai, obviously for us it's a great stepping stone. It's giving us that platform to be able to go into the global, just like we've got multinational here.
Yeah.
You know, they are everywhere here, they're everywhere within Africa.
Right.
We want to actually do the same and go out into other international markets.
Interested people, investors in South Africa, how do they access?
Interested people within?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I talk to,
you know,
who are very keen and interested in investing and obviously expanding their portfolios as far as wealth creation.
Yes, no,
so
definitely.
Yeah, how open are you to just everybody? What, you know, what channels?
No. I mean, we've got a financial services arm, which has got an investment wing within. So basically, I mean, business is about partnerships.
Of course.
So anything that speaks to our business within those key sectors.
You're pretty open.
Pretty open.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the capabilities, we've got the structures. It's all about being able just to sit and unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pongo,
yeah,
there is an argument out there that if you can manage one business, then you can manage them all. Necessarily true?
Not necessarily, because remember, you have to have the capabilities for a specific sector.
Right.
Because if you don't know something, it's very key. For instance, it's very key that immediately when you don't know something, you don't want to commit, because you can only commit and secure something you know of. You know, so my belief is, you know, sometimes you can put up a business and hire the right capabilities and become an investor.
Yeah.
But as a business, you cannot invest and outlay capital into something that you do not understand. And you can't understand everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have your key focus and your key sectors who say, this is what we understand, this is what we will do.
But look at you still.
Yeah.
There is that argument as well. That fine, you had finance, you were in the financial space, you come from Botswana, and you didn't know anything about infrastructure. So there comes in then the homework part.
Yeah, but remember, you've got to be able to say, okay, I've got Lesiro who understands,
right, who's an authority,
who understands, who is the key expert in this field.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any advisory that we need or to consult, that is the key person.
Yeah.
So that is very key. So as long as there's that body within the structure that we trust that this is the person who understands this industry, then I believe that nothing should stop you from doing the transaction.
All right. Yeah. Well, you coach as well as mentor, just as a parting, if you will, last shot.
Yes.
What would be your message to just the general out there? You know very well what the mood is out there, you know? Yeah.
Like currently, you mean in terms of...
Yes.
You know, I think business is about... We all been challenged through the past 2 years, right? And business is about being able to be persistent. And outside of that, outside of you being persistent and knowing, being confident in what you want to achieve, it's about just having faith. Because we all challenged, right? We've all been through that, you know, dark moments and all that to say, or even to say, but what doubt, especially in the past year. But I've tend to believe that, you know, that faith, that just that little faith to believe that I can do it, and also trust in your God that, you know, by, you know, his grace, that works for me.
Yeah.
That is the formula for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, on the last one, Afrobiz Invest.
Yes.
A Pan-African investment company with that focus on infrastructural space. You are still a private company, PTY Limited.
We're still a private company.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have ambitions to even go public?
You know that discussions always bounce within our boardroom corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you are not. We're not averse to the idea.
Right. Right.
But
there are a lot of factors.
There are a lot of factors to consider, but we're not adverse to that idea at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, this is all the time that we have, but really fascinating. You've just stirred up a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And really appreciate your time and all the best.
No, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Pivoting point.
It's been a pleasure.
That's it. Yeah. Pongo Pule, thank you once again, Executive Director of Afrobiz Invest. Yes. And all the best. I'll be monitoring and checking you guys out.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. And safe drive back home, right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. There you are. Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959 on the street.